As the world watches on in horror at the crimes being committed in Iraq by the ISIL, anger is growing at Saudi Arabia for funding and arming Takfiri groups such as the ISIL. On Sunday, hundreds of people gathered outside the Saudi embassy in London to voice that anger and called on Riyadh to stop its support for such groups.
We're here to protest against a terrorist organization called ISIS. It is aiming to take over countries like Iraq, Lebanon, Syria. It is very important as people from the West to show their solidarity with people from the Middle East against a universal concept which we're all against, which is terrorism. The Saudis are well known for endorsing terrorism within these regions for their own personal gain.
Despite official Saudi denials of playing any role in the rise of groups like ISIL, these protesters say that the country's support for the Takfiri ideology is the cause of their rise in the first place.
As we know, this type of ideology has been sponsored for at least 100 years, if not 200 years. It's something that has been spreading across the world, funded by petrodollars, and they haven't done anything to stop it. We know that they're funding their madrasas around the world. It's getting out of hand. They are keeping silent. They're not doing anything about it. So we want an answer for them.
Some of the protesters called on the British government to use its influence to put pressure on Saudi to help stop backing the support for Takfiri extremists.
Now we're standing here to shout at Saudi Arabia, to tell them to stop funding these people. And we also want to get through to the British government, who has an alliance with the Saudi Arabian government. Now, why is the British government not doing anything about this? Why are they not stopping Saudi Arabia when they're so good in their connections together?
For years, critics have warned Saudi Arabia that it would one day find itself in the sights of the same Takfiri groups it supports elsewhere in the region, as those groups view Riyadh's rulers as tyrants and heretics. As the militants make advances towards the Saudi border, the protesters say the kingdom should change course for its own sake before it too finds itself engulfed in ISIL's flames of terror. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.